could have this somewhere in POL. A possible, I mean, we can just play around with fantasy. Plot lines, little here and there. And I thought of one where you have two people in a who've been serving together in a religious organization, and one, and they speak now when they are older, and one of them he just wants to speak out, person to person, guy to guy, and be honest about it and just deal with the situation as it is. So he's, you know, like two friends sit there and we need to talk. So he's going about it that way, and saying, well, you know, I, when we look at the past, we did things good, things wrong, and you did this and you did that. I say that I don't agree with that shady things, and because you are from Latino country and we are from Sweden, and you know, we don't do things this way here. So he's just going in a kind of an innocent, matter-of-factly way through things that he finds that are wrong. And but what he does then, intentionally or not, maybe not being aware of it, is bringing up certain things that kind of exposes some very, you know, skeletons in the wardrobe and some very critical and dangerous also things if they would come out. And again, that's more possible when it about around Latinos than Swedes. So we can make a situation, a scene there where our innocent Swede is just putting the cards on the table and showing, you know. And then when the cards are there on the table, then it's quite evident that this other Latino guy, well, they kind of point to it indirectly. And for those who are smart, they can see that there is something very wrong going on here. Maybe he has a big money laundering thing going there. Maybe he is, as the Swedish guy says, I know, I mean, it's smart what you're doing, this of staying discreet in the background, ruling from there without being seen, or, you know, having to stand there in the spotlight. And kind of indicating more and more that he knows. Or maybe the other guy just starts to suspect that. Maybe he knows about that thing I did and that thing. And we don't know, the audience, what's going on here. But and all of a sudden, when our innocent Swedish guy is, you know, is finished, then that Latino guy just sits there, looks at him with stern, very different look, right in the eyes, and he says, calmly, I have a gun now under the table, pointed at you. If you don't get the hell out of here in 30 seconds, I will shoot you in self-defense. I have witnesses. Who saw you attacking me with a gun. And then it goes from there, we can make it just into a Hollywood drama thing, action, no. But this strange situation, but here this situation would kind of, I wanted to use it to really tell something about how we humans can be, that yes, these situations are maybe even normal among some people. I have a gun, I'll shoot you. Which is completely unheard of in Sweden and Scandinavia, and I mean many other countries on the planet. So showing these differences, but also how hard it is sometimes in this world among these humans to bring the truth forward. People who speak the truth often, more often than not, if it's an uncomfortable truth, risk their lives. We know it, everyone up there in the top and important circles, they know that. So some could say, yes, you have to be careful what you say. And I say that, well, my goodness, are we sitting here in a... You know, I watched Fahrenheit 451 just yesterday. And it reminds me of how it is becoming now here in Europe and in the US. Hunting down people for their difference of opinions.